Let me try that one again. Welcome back. We're going to do some guided self-inquiry in this session. So we've got five hands up. We might not get time for all of them. We'll crack on and see how quick we go. So Sarah first, I think, or Alan?
No, it's Alan.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah, but I made a mistake.
I think...
You made a mistake.
There are no mistakes, so okay.
if you want to do it, we can go for it. If not, it's totally okay.
Is there any more time for questions?
Later, yeah. There'll be satsang after this.
No, I'll wait till satsang then, Helen. Thank you.
Super duper, okay. Sergio?
Right, thank you, Helen. Okay. I wonder... how can I find out what the I that we refer to, everyone refers to, is?
Let's look at that now then. What happens when you try to find this I? Let's look and search and see what actually is this I when we look. When you say I'm hot, I'm cold, I'm scared, what can you find when you actually look?
Well, basically, when I say I, it's like I'm referring to this body or the situation that is happening at the moment. Oh, I burned my finger. I.
So is there a deeper definition of I then? If we let the body be, but just momentarily we don't include it in our searching?
Well, it occurs to me, I don't know, it might not be an answer, that I don't know what the I is, actually.
And who is it that doesn't know? what is it that doesn't know?
The mind? No, I don't know.
Yeah. No, let's keep looking. Let's go deeper into this, because it's totally okay to not know, isn't it? It's totally okay, but let's see if we can find where that's coming from.
Well, the not knowing, it seems like it's coming like from the mind, but at the same time, there is some, when I ask, what is I, actually? There is a sense of lightness that begins to occur in the body.
So just even asking, we begin to feel differently. So just not assuming that we do know what I is. It begins to feel different, doesn't it, for us? So let's stay with this then. If we've said, okay, there's my body and there's my mind, I can see those, but what am I that's seeing those? What really is that that's seeing them, that says my body, my mind?
Well, the continuous sense of opening, for their opening, widening.
What's noticing that? What's noticing that opening? It's totally okay if this question kind of takes you into something that you can't really verbalize, but let's just see where the question takes us. I can see my body, I can see my mind, I can see even this sense of opening, this kind of expansion that's happening somewhere inside me. But also, let me even see if I can find this I that's experiencing all of this. Can you find, let's look at what you might not find. Can you find a someone? Can you find a separate I? An entity, a person?
Well, not really. I cannot find a someone, because there is this sense that the body form and this opening are the same, and at the same time, there's no form. I don't know how to explain or verbalize, as you said.
You're doing great, absolutely great. Let's just, can't find you we can't find this I, sense of I, as a thing. We can't find it as a someone. What do we find then when we really just gently investigating? Not trying hard, don't need to try hard.
Well, there's the sense that there's only the space, the an infinite beingness.
And is that the same? Is that I? Is that what we're calling I? Or is there that and a smaller you? Or can you find a separate being hanging around inside this infinite beingness?
No. I cannot find it.
So we find this kind of space of beingness that's much bigger and more different to what we thought ourselves to be. But when we actually look, we can't find anyone in the middle. We can't find anyone in the beingness that's running the body in our life. We can't actually find that guy that seems to be the cause of all these karmic patterns and all this trouble. So what happens in your body when you notice the beingness and that you can't find it? Does your body feel better or does it feel worse?
Well, it just feels like there is this like the air flowing through the body. It reminds me some of the experiences that I have had with Qigong, like if the body form is breathing through the completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens now.
So that's really good. So if all that you find when you look for this I is this beingness, what further spiritual work do you need to do now?
Well, I just would
like
to remain here and not be caught in the illusion of separation.
Let's just double check that. Is it this beingness that's getting caught in the illusion? Does it have to remain here?
There's a sense of more opening, but I don't have an answer to that. I don't know what to say.
It's okay. It's enough to question this assumption, isn't it? That, okay, I've seen this and now I have to stay here. I don't want to go back to this old way. And I'm just really poking at that. Is that even my work? If this I that I'm finding when I look is something vast and already so and complete and formless, is this really my job to have to stay here? Am I taking on somebody else's work here?
No, there's no job to do then.
There's no job to do. So maybe the job then is to remember I'm already finished. I'm already this complete. Okay. This beingness doesn't have a to-do list, and it really doesn't care where the attention is, whether it's looking outwards at the body or the mind, or whether it's looking at itself. It's not even bothered about that, is it?
Right.
It's just here, that's all. Totally just here.
Okay.
And here's the stopping, right? The stopping that we... So rather than efforting to try to remain here, more of a just a soft remembering. Now let me go back and look again. There's nothing on my to-do list, my spiritual to-do list today. Now I'm just here, just remembering this. When a karmic pattern comes up or an emotion that suggests I have more work to do, or that I have to get back to the beingness, am I going to buy that this time? Am I going to subscribe to that? Or can I be open to remember just as often as if I buy it, I buy it, so what? But I'd like to remember that I'm already this, and not, I could never not be this. Much lighter, that, isn't it? Much easier.
Yes. Okay.
And as we said, you're going to buy the illusion at some point that you're still a someone with something to do. The moment you say, okay, I'm just going to drop that because that's an endless road to trouble. The moment you recognize, I don't need to get involved with that. Let me just come back and check what I really am.
Okay.
Very well. Throw away your pen and paper, your list of things to do, yeah?
Okay. Very well. Awesome, Ellen. Thank you.
Mine says that's just too easy. Yeah. Or too simple. Yeah, not necessarily easy, simple. But simple, yeah.
Simple.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for volunteering.
No, thanks so very much.
Okay, we'll go to Amy. Hi.
Hi, yeah. Hi, Helen.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Thank you so much for this. That was amazing, that inquiry with Sergio. That was really amazing. I don't know how we're going to top that, but...
Did you see
I'll leave my video stopping. In a minute.
Yep, sorry, just one second. Do you see, you know, what I was talking about in the talk, and this is for everyone, how we reach awakening and want to run right past it. And here is this thing, I've got to remain here now. Here's the running right past it, you know. Let me find some more work to do because I want to keep going. So,
anyway. Yeah, and there's a hearing of you that's happening. I think there's less resistance to hearing you now. I was listening to you in the satsang and I was just like, there was a bit of resistance came up and some ways that I'm not there and, you know, that my brain held on to. And then I was just like, no. I'm just going to follow the simple directions and start to look.
Yeah, I'm not doing that, yeah. Can't be bothered. Yeah.
I'm going to start to look for all the ways that I'm there already. And that's
excellent. That. Well, let's do that then. Let's dive into what you really are. Let's have a look and see what you find. You can either start by looking for this separate being, see if you can find it, this person, the one with all the spiritual to-do list. Or you can inquire into what the eye is, like Sergio did.
Yeah, I might try that actually, because it's come up this week of just feeling like, oh, from this shift that's happened, you know, who is it that's actually speaking with people? And, you know,
let's have a look then. What do you find when you look for this eye? And I would encourage everyone to do this as well, to follow along best you can and not berate yourself if you get stuck along the way.
So there's nothing there, and yet there's some kind of knowing, because then this talking comes out.
So there's nothing there when you look. What you find is nothing. You find nothing. Nothing. You find that which is not a thing. Right? When you look for I, you find nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nothingness, which is really just formlessness, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And is it, if you really just stop and look at that nothing, is it void and insentient and inert?
There's an aliveness there, an awareness, conscious awareness.
So everything that we've been pinning on the mind, it's my mind that's intelligent and sentient. It's really that there's a sentience without form, isn't there? That is this nothing, as you're calling it, which I love. So this I that I find is something very different to what we thought, but nonetheless, what's really here. And just double checking, there's no Amy entity hanging around in the nothing. Because nobody has got to merge into that nothing, is there? Or surrender or give up or any of those things.
No, I mean, when I'm triggered and things like that, there's a sense of Amy that comes.
What is it that gets triggered then? Is it this nothing that gets triggered?
Well, that's been seen more deeply this week as well. So I'm kind of, yeah, catching up with what's going on, but it's there's more space around everything, but it's a protection mechanism. It's
where is that happening? That protection, is it happening in the nothing, or somewhere else?
Yeah, it's happening in the nothing. There's an energy that appears, and then there can be like a sense of self in that energy or identification with it, but when it's looked at, it is just energy appearing.
And is that energy, that sense of self, is it it reappears when there's this trigger moment and then disappears later? Is it affecting the nothing? Is it affected by this sense of self that pops up?
No.
Is it ever affected? Has it ever been?
No.
Excellent. So mine goes, well, I don't get that then, because, or something like this, because something keeps getting poked and prodded. But if you can see, like you said, that there's energies that are arising inside this nothing, this empty nothing, that we have called a sense of self or someone, and they're there for as long as they're there for, and then they dissipate again. Mm-hmm. Like right now, do you feel like a someone? While we're looking at the nothing, do you feel like someone?
No, there's a lot of spaciousness. There's sensations of the body. The only thing that came in was a minute ago was a self-judgment saying, again, like the mind saying, oh, you're not there because you do that.
It's gonna find something for you to do now, right? Because it's it's unemployed in the seeing. It's like, I am that, end of story, you know. So this, again, this judgment is happening as a thought happening. Is the nothing affected by it?
No.
So when the human body appears, there's this capacity to pay attention to something. And when we pay attention to the nothing, we feel like that. We feel open and free and spacious. And then when we pay attention to using the body to pay attention to the mind or an emotion, we feel like a someone then. But have you actually changed into someone or something ever?
No, I've just forgotten myself.
But nonetheless, you are still that self.
Yeah, I'm still that self. I've just become identified with the energy or seeing that as me.
And I have to poke at this even, because this is really right where the gold is, right? The sweetest bit here. Have you forgotten in those moments? You, the nothing. Can you even identify or disidentify?
Oh.
This is the £64 million question. I have to take your first answer, no, I'm joking. If what I am, when I look and I find this emptiness that isn't a thing, have I ever identified with the body as the body?
From what I know of myself, I know that I could never have.
Let's just look right now experientially. Yeah. Let's go to the nothing.
Yeah.
Is it capable of identification? Is it capable of changing? Thinking it's someone and then thinking it's nothing and then thinking it's someone. Is it that nothing that's doing that? This yo-yoing or whatever it is. Reality illusion, reality illusion.
It seems like it.
Let's really look though. Can something that's empty of form change, alternate?
So that's all. That's also a sense of self in mind.
And yeah. you probably need to look at this again and again and again to just really get it firmly established. But even the identification, I am this body, and then later I'm not this body, I am the self, are thoughts happening in the mind. When I believe I am this body, the body feels a certain way, reflects that. When I see clearly, the mind sees clearly, I am free already, the body feels blissful, peaceful. Has the nothing changed at all in that?
So even the sense of getting lost in it is energy.
Have you ever got lost then? Or even found your way back? I have to push it because this is the because if I let you go away with this, you'll keep on believing that you are identifying and disidentifying, that you're almost free of identification, getting closer, nearer, nearer, nearer. So it's one to sit with, isn't it, until it really kind of clicks in.
Yeah, I feel like I've grokked what you said, but it's going to take repeated seeing.
It did for me, because of this momentum of habit to want to create something for me to do as a doer, you know, imaginary doer. And even these words I'm saying right now are false. That's never happened to me. The thing I've just said is a big fat lie, but I keep imagining, you know. So through the body, mind, form, I keep getting lost in my imagination. But me, myself, I've never been caught, ever. Liberation, being bound, all of that is just not applicable to me.
Yeah, I feel like the I is just like gone further back, if you know what I mean. It's like there's a deeper thing, yeah.
So that's where I'd spend the time, you know, if I were in your position, and I've been right there where it, because this is the most pervasive habit of all, right? To walk away from a clear seeing, I'm not doing anything ever. It's all getting done inside me. Even this disidentification process, whatever that is, it's just happening.
Yeah.
That's freedom, isn't it?
Yeah, that's quite a good one. Exciting. Yeah. Oh, thanks, Helen. That's amazing.
Be resistant to this because your mind doesn't want to be, it wants to put things on your to-do list and not take them off or throw it away even. Mm-hmm. Spiritual work will still go on even after you've seen this clearly. It's just going on inside you and you're watching and it's fine. Emotion comes up, a question comes up. Is this true? Spontaneously, just happening. Meanwhile, you just are as you've always been. You're just here. You're just free.
Sounds good.
like you said, it's just going to need a little repetition to kind of really overcome the force of habit. Yeah.
Yeah, there's just lots that have been sinking in so much deeper, and I feel like it's allowed for this conversation today, actually. So, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Endless thanks. Love you. Thank you.
Thank you. So looking at the time, we probably only have time for Val. We'll see where we get to. Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. Yes. So how do you want to start this? What's the way in? Do you want to find the separate being, try to find it, or do you want to find out what this I is?
Yeah, I'm not sure because I was following along quite good with Sergio and Amy, and then this this very strong energy came up, and then you were saying that phrase with the identification, and then I felt a really ease in my body, but I can't remember what you said. So I'm at that stage where my mind still doesn't really get it or doesn't want to remember it.
Yeah, there's something that turns away. You know, it's been such a big belief that I'm the one that's identifying as the body, me, and I've got to undo that. But for me, eventually it deepened that that's just a thought. I am this body is a thought. And then I am the self, the nothingness, the emptiness. It's also a thought. And when that thought finally arises, oh, wait, I'm already free. And the body feels very, and it can be a lot of energy liberated, as you said, and all of that. But still, you are as you've always been. Something doesn't want to accept this. Something doesn't want to stay in this seeing, wants to turn away. But is that you? Are you the one that has to overcome this kind of tendency to believe in illusion again? Go back to, is that you?
I guess not.
And when I saw this, I'm like, really? Is that it then? You know, but it began a whole new thing for me here, that life was then not so much about getting somewhere spiritually, but about bringing myself back to what I'd just seen again and again. This isn't my problem. This isn't my problem. I don't have to get rid of any karmic patterns or anything. I don't have to disidentify. I don't have to even manage where my attention's going. Like, I can't even do that as the formlessness, as the emptiness. Just like, it's like asking in a space in this room to do, you know, to make a cup of tea. It really can't. It just doesn't have the capability.
But then my mind comes up and says, but there needs to be someone who is changing attention because it's not on a point.
Or is it just happening by itself? Gradually, more and more, your attention is wanting to hang out in the emptiness and less on the phenomena. Could that just be going on by itself with nobody in charge of that process? And could there be more and more questioning happening in the mind? Is this really true? Just spontaneously happening. Before, the thought would come up, I am not good enough. But now more often the thought comes up, well, is that true? And that does there need to be someone handling that? Or could it just be, a fruit, a tree grows a fruit, blossoms, and then fruit grows, and the fruit just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and then falls off eventually. There's nobody in charge of that process. The tree isn't going like, grow, 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 grow. You know, it's just happening, isn't it? So left to itself, the self wakes up. And our mind is desperately trying to find someone who's doing that. But when we really look, there's nobody there doing it. There's nobody managing that. How does that feel inside when you sort of, does it feel good or not so good?
Yeah, I'm always keeping searching for the doer. And all I find is nothing. And then I'm like, okay, do I have to continue now every time to look? Or I'm a bit lost in...
Only to kind of stay at this place. Like, I'm not looking to get anywhere in my inquiry now. I'm just anytime I find myself drifting back off into what's going on with my mind and my body and stuff, I'll just kind of come back here and see, am I actually doing anything? No, there's just the emptiness. The body and mind are doing whatever they're doing. They might be doing spiritual practice. They might be doing the garden. They might be swimming. They might be eating something, cooking, all of those.
The step back feels still a bit, because when I found that there's no doer and there is all good, all fine, but... How do I continue?
Where do I go from here? Because directionless now, isn't it? There's nowhere to get to, nothing to get done. And that feels weird at first, really weird, because it's just so different to what we thought. Could it be true that you've always been completely free, always, and never been doing anything? It's just giving some time for that to settle in, isn't it? Because it's different to what we thought was happening. And it just slows down this trying to get somewhere that's going on. Deeply, deeply quiet and restful when there's literally nothing for you to do. It's all getting done inside you, you could say. It's all happening, isn't it? Even this conversation is just happening.
Yeah, I'm playing a little bit with waiting what's coming up next, or just drifting or be surprised by the unknown somehow. But then there's still a little bit coming like you're waiting for something. Why are you waiting for something to happen?
Just another thing arising is another energy and something that wants to wait. It's just happening. Don't need to do anything about it, do you? Excuse me. Just noticing this tendency to want to create a problem for yourself now, something to solve. Because when I would finally reach this freedom that everyone was talking about, my mind just goes, this is really boring. It's just like nothing to do, no focus for my entire life now, because all my life has been focused around getting here. And now what do I do? It's going to be really dull and boring. But I just had to kind of sit with that for a while, metaphorically. Like, is it boring, actually? Being unemployed spiritually, what's that like? And it's just this momentary, moment by moment, a greater sense of lightness and freedom. And just seeing clearer where mind's trying to make an issue for you or for itself. Do you have to be traveling somewhere? Or even waiting?
And now comes the feeling of I'm allowed to relax into this or enjoy this.
Yeah, put your feet up, relax, stretch out, enjoy it. Metaphorically, of course, you know, well, literally if you want to, but it's okay to have nothing to do, isn't it? Spiritually speaking. Let's just see what the body does next. That might actually be a lot of fun just watching like that, you know. Don't have to be constantly trying to move towards something. It's just a very old habit.
I'm very grateful now.
Thank you. Okay. Enjoy it. Okay. So wonderfully, that brings us right up to our time. Let me just stop this here.